We would that you would turn your Bibles to the 15th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Verse 22. Thank you, and God bless you, ushers. When we get there, say amen, please. Matthew reports, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast, and cried unto him, and saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Yeah, right.
Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not fit to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thy will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour."
Yeah.
The end of the 23rd verse. "Send her away, for she cried after us." We would see Jesus. You may be seated.
All right. Yes, sir.
Do you see what they said? "Send her away, for she cried after us." Do you see that in the scriptures? I believe that the scriptures read, verse 22, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto Jesus."
All right.
Huh? Am I all right? "Saying, Have mercy on me." She didn't say nothing about no disciples.
"O
Lord, thy son of David." Because my daughter got a problem. She got some demon problem. And here they are talking about send her away. For she cried after us. But what they gonna do? This woman got a demon. Huh? The 17th chapter of Matthew. Let's turn over that right quick. And y'all stay with me, because I stay with the word. I don't have much to say without the word. Now here comes Jesus down from the Mount of Transfiguration, and the disciples are down here fooling with demons. And verse 15 says, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic, sore vexed, for oftentimes he falls into the fire and oftentimes into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, but they could not." Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation." He talked to his disciples. "How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me." And Jesus rebuked the devil and departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, "Why could we not cast him out?" And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief." You ain't got no business fooling with devils and you don't believe. And they over there talking about she cried after. There ain't nothing you can do for this woman.
All right, bro. All right.
Because two chapters over, you run into the devil, and ain't nothing you can do for the man.
Yeah.
How many of y'all y'all know demons are real. Huh? Y'all don't need Pruitt tonight. You would see Jesus. That's who you need. If you're going to be blessed tonight, you're going to have to see Jesus. Can I get a witness in the house? Now look at your neighbor and point your finger at him and tell him, if you're going to be blessed tonight, you better be Jesus focused. God has always used men with faults and failures for all of his intents and purposes. Folk are looking for the perfect pastor, and I want to serve notice on you tonight. You don't never hear this no more. There are none. All have sinned and come short. And all mean all, and that's all mean. And a lot of folk have walked off and left their churches because they were man-focused. And I want to serve notice on you. Now, you walk off and leave yours. Hello, somebody. If you don't see Jesus. Look at your neighbor and tell him. He's trying to tell me tonight to look at Jesus. And stop looking at man. All of us are messed up. And a lot of us are good rock throwers. A lot of us will throw mud, but you can't throw mud without mudding up your own hand. You know the preacher ain't too much until it's our husband. Hello, long as it's somebody else's husband, he ain't this and he ain't that. But soon as he's my husband, now he's the man of God. Well, that other one over yonder was the man of God, too. I'm just trying to tell you, we got to see Jesus. Yeah, I come over to OC tonight, but I ain't running nothing. Amen. I just stopped by to tell you to look at him. You need to look at the master of the house. Now, the greatest preacher this side of Jesus in 2 Corinthians 4:7 said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Y'all know what an earthen vessel is? It's just a vase. You can just throw it up against the wall, break it. It's fragile. And God poured the gospel over in fragile and messed up men. Hello, somebody. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Because see, if I'm all of that, I'm going to preach Pruitt to you. I ain't going to preach Jesus. And that's what a lot of us getting. We getting men preaching about themselves to us. Look at your neighbor and tell him he come to preach Jesus. Amen. We would see Jesus on tonight. You got to be careful, saints. We're living in a time where evil is intensifying. These are evil times. And the Bible says that when evil gets so bad that sometimes you just need to shut up. They're marching on Wall Street right now. And most of us are not paying any attention. They're calling the Jews. They're flying the Jews back home. Huh? And all of those nations that are rising up against Israel, Ahmadinejad said Israel don't have a right to exist. They want to blow Israel out of the water. And God said, that's their land and they're going to have it forever. Now who you going to believe, Ahmadinejad or you going to believe God? Israel's going to have that land and they're going to have it forever. They've been kicked out of it 3 times and they got 1 time to go back. And they're on their way back. And they're on their way back because Jesus is on his way back. Oh, I wish I had a praying church tonight. This ain't no time to be playing with God. These are serious times. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. He's talking about folk that are following preachers that are teaching doctrine inspired by demons. I mean, demon-inspired pastors up in the pulpit. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having the conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. Lots of folk, when they go to talk about it, one lady come by and was telling me and my wife, said, well, you know, our pastor said, and they had a church full of single women, we're married to Jesus. Folks said, you know how long that lasted, don't you? The Bible said that it's not good for man to be alone. I didn't say it, the Lord said it. And when Adam got Eve, he said, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of me. For this cause shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. A husband and wife are not two people in God's eyesight. In God's eyesight, one plus one equal one. And he said, wives, submit yourself to your own husband as unto the Lord. Husbands, love your wives as Christ so loved the church that he gave his life for it. And you don't mind submitting when everything that the husband do is for your benefit. You got to watch this women movement. If everything he's doing is for you, why are you going to fight him? Reverend, can I come back tomorrow night? And the first thing that these demons want to do, they want to forbid him to marry. You know, after Adam had a relationship with God, you know what his next relationship was? A marriage relationship. Instituted by God. The Bible said he that findeth a wife, not he that run up on at the club. The scripture says, who can find, that's a big word, a virtuous woman, because you can't put no price tag on a virtuous woman. Now, Hoochie Mama, you can find her anywhere. Oh. But he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Sister Pruitt is a good thing. And he said, that ain't all. You find favor with God. And I'm telling you, you single brothers, when God took something out of man, and you're not going to be whole till you get back what God took out of you. And that's your boo. And no man hits on his boo because you're hitting on yourself. That's part of you. Somebody said, well, how'd you get over it? I had to. These demons are forbidden to marry. That's ordained by God. Marriage is holy. He said, the bed is undefiled, and whoremongers and adulterers will God judge. Church folk, we need to be having weddings instead of fornicating. We get over. I believe it's 2 Corinthians. The 11th chapter. Listen, these are some perilous times, guys. Don't bear with me. I'm trying to find it. Verse 13, 11 and 13. He says, well, let me read verse 12. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein the glory they may be found, even as we. He said, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Apostles inspired by demons. Hello, somebody. You got to watch. Hello, you got to be listening. You got to study your Bible. You got to get under somebody with some sound doctrine. Folk will tell you anything. Yes, he's supposed to live spotless. But more than his lifestyle is his doctrine. His badge is his doctrine. He He's doing this and he's doing that. What's he saying?
Yeah.
What's he teaching you?
Yeah.
Look at this next verse. And no marvel, for Satan himself has done what? Satan is a preacher. What do you think he did to Eve? He went over and told Eve, God lying. I got the truth. You ain't going to die. God knows you ain't going to die. What God knows is that you're going to be just like him. You're going to know good from evil. Well, that was true. But the fact that they were going to die, that was true too. But he called God a lie on that. Let me show you the difference between a Satan lie and a Negro lie. Satan lie got a little bit of error in it. And a whole lot of truth. That's why we believe a Satan lie. But now, if I tell a lie, it's just going to be a bald-faced lie. No eyebrows, no mustache, nothing. No eyelashes. It's all lie. And here come Evan talking about, man, Pruitt just lying. Listen. Listen, these are evil times. And you know, Satan's number one doctrine is salvation by works. That's what Satan teaches. When you hear a preacher talking about you got to do this and you got to do that to go to heaven, you are saved by grace and grace alone. You say, by grace are you saved through faith and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us. You know what's going to be put on eternal display? Is you and the grace of God. Angels are standing back. Man, that dude smoked dope. He shot dope. Some other stuff I can't say. But here he is, a son and daughter of God. Heaven's going to trip out on what God done to you. And you so saved, can't nobody do nothing about it. You can't even do nothing about it. You can't even get out of it. When he saved you, you on your way to Mount Zion. And a lot of us get in worship and we sit on our hands. How are you going to sit on your hands and on your way to heaven? What you think they're doing in heaven? They ain't doing nothing but shouting and rejoicing in heaven. But a lot of us can't shout and rejoice because we listened to that guy or that woman on the telephone that sold that mess in our ear, and now we're suspicious. Y'all. Look, ask your neighbor, you know any suspicious church folk? They done told me some stuff on Poche. And now, when I see him, I'm suspicious. Instead of loving the brother, being wide open, hey, what's up, man? That's the reason we can't have wide open fellowships, and that's why pastors can't get along and members can't get along, because pastors can't get along, because we got that competitive spirit. There is but one body. There is not going to be a Mount Pisgah section in heaven and an OC section in heaven when all of God's children get together. I need to close this. We would see Jesus. This woman, she had a divine perspective. Huh? Now, she wasn't really supposed to be worshiping Jesus because she was a Gentile. And you know why Jesus said that? Let me find it. He didn't answer a word. And then when he did speak up, he answered the disciples when they went to talking about, she crieth after us. Verse 24 said, but he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He wasn't commissioned to go to the Gentile.
You're right.
And preachers know this. This is a whole nother dispensation. You can go now. This is law. This ain't grace. He says, but you know what she did? This woman had a divine perspective. And how many know if Jesus can't fix it? Thank you, Reverend. See, some of you sitting there right now with some issues. And only somebody can fix that stuff is Jesus. And some stuff you can fix. Because some of us are sitting here tonight and hadn't forgiven some folk that done some stuff to us. And do you know that everything that God tells us to do is for our benefit? Why do you think he told Peter? So Peter said 7 times, that's good. Jesus said, no, I say not 7 times, but 7 times 70. Now somebody messing with your head that much 490 times a day. But look at the stress level. Look at what you're going through dealing with somebody messing with you 490 times a day. And you know what Jesus said? Just forgive them. Let me drop this tidbit on you. Forgiveness sets you free. See, forgiveness takes the teeth out of the offense. It takes the power away from some stuff. You just got to listen to God on and watch stuff taking the power away from it. Some of you got stuff you dealing with, got mistreated when you were kids and all of that. You got to forgive. Them folk dead in the grave, gone, and you got your kids messed up. Generational curses. Just because we won't forgive. I can't forgive them. Yes, you can. The reason why you can, because somebody had to forgive you today. How many know Jesus had to forgive us today? And that's why a lot of us are catching hell right now. Some of us are sitting here tonight catching hell because we won't forgive. And God wants to take that thing off of you, but we holding on to stuff. When we open the doors of the church, you can leave here set free tonight. You can leave here better than you came in that door, with more liberty than you had when you came in that door. But some of us are so religious. We are so mature. And we need to learn from this woman, because this woman was humble. He called her dog. See, it ain't right to take the children's bread and to give it to a dog. You know what she told him? She had divine perspective. She said, you're right. Come here, Reverend. We all came in the world with something, and it's called self-centeredness. It's called pride. It's called arrogance. And that's what salvation does. It gets us out of that. But that's a process. We might deal with the process tomorrow night. But the Bible says God resisteth the proud, but give grace unto the humble. Now some of us, we've been praying for an hour and a half. We laying on our face and all of that, and trying to get God to move in our lives. Households crazy, kids crazy, and everything else. And we're talking to God, but we still got that pride thing going on. Come here, pride. Hug me. Come on, pride. God resisted the proud. But come here, humility. But he gives grace. I need to preach on that grace. That's a powerful word. That That word took on a brand new meaning when they brought it over into the church. That's one of those words you can't put words on to describe. How God can take us and make us his sons and his daughters. And nothing you did deserved it. In the predetermined foreknowledge and counsel of God, you were called to be a saint of God. Hello, somebody. And he don't have to explain to nobody why he loves you. Because he's God and he's sovereign and he says, I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. I need to shut this down. Listen. What Evans is doing, what Porsche is doing, what McGuire and Allen and Dixon are doing, there are five times in the Bible it said the just shall live by faith. It's Old Testament and it's New Testament. Now faith operates in the unseen realm. Dixon, I was watching a guy last night. He had him on, and he, you know, they got this point of contact thing. And he had a glass of water, and he said, the water is the point of contact. And they had some big old glasses. And it was three of them said, oh, we're going to all drink together. And I'm thinking, Jesus, what? He's on television with this. The centurion said, you ain't got to come to my house. Faith operates in the unseen realm. I don't care if you got a glass of water. If you ain't got no faith, that woman with the issue of blood, it wasn't a touch that healed her. Your what? Your faith has made you whole. Don't be coming to God with no tears and slanging snot and all that stuff. That don't move God. The only thing move God is you believe God. And our job is to open up the unseen realm. He said, for the things that are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. And that's our job. We're supposed to paint that picture of the unseen realm so that you just see it just as clear. Hello, somebody. You've got to operate in what you don't see. The just shall live by what they don't see instead of what they do see. Yes, there are giants in the land, but how many know God is a giant slayer? I told you I'd given you the land. Why are you going over tripping on who's in the land? I've already given you the land. I spied it out. It's your land. All you got to do is go in and take it. The scripture says the kingdom of heaven, the violent take it by force. You got to reach up and pull your blessing down. You got to believe that God says that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Count those things that be not as though they were. Why the devil running ragged and running roughshod in your home? How many know the devil is a liar? He says, upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell, the gates is where they operated businesses. That was City Hall. And so the demonic council gets together and he said they can't come against the church. God said in my study, said, yeah, the demons said they're going to stay here. I said, they're a lie. Because the Bible says up on this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. They can't stay here. Devil is a lie. Listen, demons are real. This guy was sitting there. He said he was looking off, and he said, yeah, he just told me, Lady God, he's from India, Sikh religion, S-I-C-K-H. And he said the Lady God was talking to him, and he said, the other God. I said, what other God? He said, the one standing behind you. And this guy really had some issues. I'm trying to tell you the demonic realm is real. If you believe in Jesus, you got to believe in this stuff. And some of y'all got demons operating up in your house. And he is a master trickster. He is a master deceiver. Look at this. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 9 says that the Antichrist is going to have all power. Look over and read. It said all power. Signs and lying wonders. I hope I ain't meddling. But just because folk lay their hands on you and you fall out in the flow, don't mean that's God. You better be praying. I ain't knocking that. But the devil is going to be able to do that same. And he's going to give that to his preachers to be able to do that stuff. And I found it a good rule. If it ain't in the book, I ain't doing it. I don't see that in the book nowhere. Y'all got quiet on me. That's okay. Find in the book where somebody was slain in the spirit. Find it in the book. I'm not knocking that, but I'm just saying you got to be careful. People are doing and saying something in it. I got to close this. These preachers messing with me. I got to close this. But she was persistent. Look at what she said. He said that it's not fit to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord. She didn't back up. How many of you going to back up just because things don't go the way you want it to go in the choir? Because you're a deacon and things don't go the way you want it to go, you ain't going to deacon no more. Pastors, how many of us going to walk off when we don't get our way? Listen, if you're going to hook up with Jesus, you're going to have to be persistent. Hello, somebody. The devil will run through your home, through your kids, through your husband, through your wife. And some things you just got to stand on and stand firm on. The devil, you a liar. You can't have my wife. Some of you women, husband won't come to church. Don't be messing with him. Tell God. Put God on him. Get you some anointing oil and lay it on that rascal while he's sleeping. He just slide out of bed when he get up in the morning. Don't you know you got power? You got power, man. You ain't got to fight him. You submit to him. That's how you win. And you win way more men with submission than with all that. You going to hell. Because right then he just tends up. What'd she say? And you got to fight then. Hello? You turned it right over to the devil. Now you're out of the spirit and you're in the flesh. He talking about how short your hair is. You talking about his breath stinking. It's on like Donkey Kong now. Sister McGuire, I thought about daddy and mama. She said, truth, I am a dog. Yeah. But she says also true. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs. Yeah. See, she had some truth too. Huh? Yeah. See, you're going to have to be persistent. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which gives me. Is the Bible lying? Why are we tripping out? Why we throw up both hands and give up and quit? Can you incorporate that in your life by faith? This woman had faith. And the just shall live by faith. If God said it, I believe it. And it ain't up for discussion. He said, which strengtheneth me He's saying, which empowers me. Christ empowers you to do some stuff. Hello, somebody. I need to hear Reverend shut this down. She says, truth, Lord. But it's true also that the dogs eat up the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And she said, another truth I got. She didn't say it, but what she was saying was the same thing that's in the cake. Is in the crumb. See, some of y'all covered other folks' big blessings. And God will bless you with some of those same blessings. It might not be as much. And a lot of us don't get those blessings because you can't handle them.
You're right.
You know, if you had $1 million, would you be at OC tonight? You'd have your little skimpy thing on and laying up in the Bahamas. Yeah, girl, we just. Oh, y'all at church, really? Can God trust you with prosperity? You're going to be the same person you were? A lot of us, you know, God bless us with some stuff, man. We'll run by OC so quick, headed to the potter's house. And the same word you get there, you can get here. Do you get the same thing that's in the cake? And furthermore, most of us can't handle the cake. Crumb is all we can handle. You know, it don't take much from the Lord.
No.
How many of us ever been filled with the Spirit?
Yeah.
All of us are indwelled, but how many have ever been filled with the Spirit? It'll blow your mind, won't it, sister? If you ever get full of the Spirit, your eyes will be about big as a silver dollar. The Spirit is in complete control. God got all of you. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
And most of us have never even experienced it. And Paul says, be filled with the Spirit.
Yeah.
If you ever get filled with the Spirit, your life will never be the same. Because you ain't going to be guessing this stuff. You're going to be knowing it. How many know he's all right? Pastor, we would see Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus says, you can do nothing without me.
Right.
And no sense in us trying to preach and do stuff without Jesus.
Right.
Ain't going to be no fruit.
No.
Can I get a witness in the house?
Yeah.
How many know God been good to you?
Yeah.
He says, it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. You know, God gets so good to us. You can't help but feel bad about the bad stuff you've done. Hello, somebody. How many know as messed up as we've been all week, God woke us up this morning? How many of you just took time out? When you get back home, just take time out to look around your house. Look at the pictures on the wall. Look at the furniture in the house. Go in and open up the refrigerator. Look at the food in the refrigerator. Can I get a witness in the house? Hit the light switch and watch the lights come on. Can I get a witness in the house? On your way home, you just think about, you know, I'm riding and I ain't walking. It's a long way back to Paris. Can I get a witness in the house? Most of us are better than blessed, and we can't enjoy it for complaining. But I want to serve notice on you tonight. It's time for us to realize that God been good to us. It's time for us to put on our praise shoes. It's time for us to put clapping in our hands. It's time for us to tell the Lord, thank you. You've been good to me. Might not have all my health, but thank you for a portion of health. Thank you for a portion of strength. You know, it could have been me that lost my mind on last night. Thank you for the soundness of mind. Could have been me that woke up with a stroke. But thank God I can just wave my hand. Can I get a witness in the house? How many know you blessed? Somebody ought to say, thank you. I'm messed up, but you've been good to me anyhow. And I don't mind giving you the praise. We would see Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Well, I want to stop and graze there a minute. Because the only begotten son, meaning ain't nobody like our Jesus. He's a one of a kind. Can I get a witness in the house? I got two boys, and they're both younger than me. But the only begotten son is just as old as the father. Ain't God all right? The only begotten son has been the son ever since there's been a father. Can I get a witness in the house? Jesus is the only begotten son of God. And that's why he's worthy of our praise on the night. He's the son of man. How many know he's the son of man? Meaning hooked up with earth. He's just not the son of man, but he's the son of God. Meaning he's hooked up with earth and he's hooked up with heaven. How many know he came from heaven and came to earth? That Christmas morning ain't when he began. They gave us a full-grown man in a baby's body. I wish I had a praying church. He ain't like me, and he ain't like you. Then he's called the Son of David. That hooked him up with Israel. Can I get a witness in the house? He's the Christ of Israel. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Anybody want to see Jesus? He's the Lamb of God. Thank God for the Lamb. Thank God for that wounded Lamb. Ain't he all right? He's the conquering King while he's yet the Lamb. Can I get a witness in the house? How many know he's the great I Am? Jesus is the great I Am. He's the Ancient of Days. Help me, Holy Ghost. He's the first and the last. Almighty God. Very God of very God. He's the sovereign King. He's the cornerstone. Help me, Holy Ghost. You know they took the cornerstone and rejected, laid it to the side, got the building finished, and tried to find the stone, the last stone. But they had to go over in the heap. I wish I had a praying church. And they went over and found the stone that no tool had put on, because it was a perfect stone. And they brought the stone back, stuck it in the building, and that same stone had become the head cornerstone. Ain't he all right? He's Jehovah Shalom. Anybody need some peace on the night? I dare you to try Jesus. Tossing and turning all night long. Can't get no sleep. Hooked on nerve pills. He's Jehovah Jireh. How many know he's the Lord our provider? Won't he make a way out of no way? How many know he's a way maker? Have your back ever been against a wall? You didn't know how you were going to make it. Didn't God make a way? Didn't God open a door? What, it wasn't even a door. He's all right. Can I get a witness in the house? He's Jehovah Nissi. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's Jehovah Tiskanu. He's Big Mama's precious Lord. He's my daddy. Guide me, oh, thy great Jehovah. He's all right. He's all right. You know why I love him. He picked me up. How many know he picked you up? You might not be what you ought to be, but you know you're not what you used to be. If you save, you know there's been a change in your life. Ain't he all right? Somebody ought to tell him, thank you. Thank you. You don't need to see no preacher. You need to see Jesus. Because if he can't fix it, but the question is, how long are we going to sit there? And not give it to him.